This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and sadly, homegrown radicalism strikes again. In the case of America, it seems to be the angry young to middle-aged males with guns who are the target demographic, who hear something, see something, and go off, as Robert Deer Jr. allegedly did last Friday outside of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado Springs, Colorado, killing a University of Colorado police officer, an Iraq war veteran, and a working mother of two who came to Colorado from Hawaii when her military husband was stationed in Colorado Springs. Deer wounded nine others in that shooting spree before he was taken into custody.
It is a form of terrorism, and maybe in some way it's a function of the inflammatory rhetoric that we see on all, I mean, so many issues.
It's Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper speaking on CNN on Sunday. It sounds like the governor believes Robert Deer Jr. heard something or saw something that made him go off. What was it? This is not normal, President Obama said in a written statement. We can't let it become normal, but is it already normal? Do we sustain the possibility of violence with our tolerance for the abortion debate, with all its talk of millions of innocent dead babies, a market in body parts, and so on? With me now from Colorado Springs is Reverend Dr. Norrie Rost, minister at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Colorado Springs. Also with us is Dr. Jennifer Conte, an abortion provider, an OBGYN physician, and fellow in family planning at Stanford University. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Hello.
Hi, thank you.
So, Dr. Conte, you encounter protesters in your work, yes?
Yes, from time to time, yes.
In their faces, do you calculate individually whether they are armed individuals capable of violence?
No, that's not something that usually goes through my mind. And I think that because as providers, our primary focus isn't about them, it isn't about us, it's about the patients.
Are you getting close to where you're going to have to make that calculation if a few more of these kinds of incidents happen?
I still don't think so. I think the fact, the thing that these people are forgetting is that we are a family. And the one thing that I can say about this community, about the providers and the advocates who work so hard to uphold women's health, is that we are strong. We rally together, especially during moments like this. Violent acts of terrorism are not tolerated, and you don't mess with our family.
Reverend Rost, in Colorado Springs, what are the feelings this week as the weekend after Thanksgiving comes to a close?
Well, for us, it's equally, even more so devastating because this same thing happened on Halloween Day, not outside a Planned Parenthood clinic, but because another man had an assault weapon that he used to kill three people. So it's still very raw for us. We are in a place of shock and disbelief, but we are gathering together in strong support of Planned Parenthood and the services they provide and speaking out against this continued gun violence.
Do you think that this Mr. Deer heard something and went off, something that is out there in the media, in the discourse about abortion or whatever issue, Reverend Rost?
Well, certainly there's been so much misinformation about Planned Parenthood over the past few months, and there's some indication that he had mentioned that after he was taken into custody. I think that there's plenty of obscene rhetoric around the work of Planned Parenthood that it's certainly out there for those who buy into that.
Well, let's get down into some examples here. I'm going to play you a clip of audio from Mike Huckabee, who's a presidential candidate, who was the governor of the state of Arkansas. And here he is basically responding to the events in Colorado Springs, but also doing what some might call a linguistic trick in setting up the equivalence between what happens in an abortion and what happens in a setting where murder is committed. Here is Mike Huckabee on CNN over the weekend.
What he did is domestic terrorism, and what he did is absolutely abominable, especially to those of us in the pro-life movement, because there's nothing about any of us that would condone or in any way look the other way at something like this. And there's no excuse for killing other people, whether it's happening inside the Planned Parenthood headquarters, inside their clinics where many millions of babies die, or whether it's people attacking Planned Parenthood.
So, Dr. Conte, is he setting up a moral equivalence, an eye for an eye kind of situation with what happens in an abortion clinic and the people who are trying to, in some way, respond to the killing of millions of babies, as he says?
we've seen several politicians speak out about this tragedy, condemning these acts of violence, but in the same sentence, in the same breath, advocating to defund Planned Parenthood and comparing these two actions. And when something horrific happens like this, the response should be, what happened here was wrong, period. There should be no but, there should be no comma. So that's where he went wrong.
In thinking about the body parts videos, which may or may not have motivated this Mr. Deere, there was some thought that he might have said something during the course of this five-hour standoff with police. Do you think the ways in which Planned Parenthood is being attacked encourages a kind of violent reaction in the sense that it's not simply criticizing them for being corrupt or financially corrupt, it's criticizing them for something that almost invites violence?
Absolutely, John. While we can't say for sure that these acts were motivated by the recent anti-Planned Parenthood videos, what we can say is that videos like this create a toxic environment which breeds violence.
And the idea of tissue trafficking is essentially a kind of distortion of something that goes on all the time. Tissue is traded, and we've gone over this when the videos came out, but still, let's remind people that tissue and body parts are exactly what happens in healthcare. These are exchanged back and forth, and it's been going on for years and years and years.
Right. And, you know, I think even more important than that is the fact that there's a culture of shame and stigma around abortion, and that it's hurting women and it's hurting their ability to access good healthcare.
And when Hillary Clinton says the videos disturb me as her reaction to it, it in a sense legitimizes this kind of speech, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, again, I think that there is this atmosphere of terror that's been created by these videos that aims to really shame patients and scare off anyone who would support them. It's, you know, it's cheap and it's cruel. And frankly, I don't think it's going to work.
Reverend Rost in Colorado Springs. So what do we do? Arrest Mike Huckabee for hate speech?
Well, first of all, I think that to equate the medical procedures that Planned Parenthood does with murder continues this slippery type of equivocation that the anti-choice, anti-women movement does. What happens in Planned Parenthood is not murder. It's women accessing a fully legal medical procedure.
Can you talk a little bit about Colorado Springs? And this is a community that is not unfamiliar to religious dogma of one kind or another. It's the home of James Dobson, Focus on the Family. It's a place of conservatism and liberal views living side by side. How does this community keep from being or feeling divided at a time like this?
I think part of that, we try to keep that from happening by just, for those of us at least in the progressive movement, in the progressive religious movement, emphasizing that it's our diversity that makes us stronger. There are a lot of good people of faith in Colorado Springs that don't try to force their dogma onto others. There are others who believe that they might have the one right answer for life, but even they don't try to force it onto others. And then there's a segment of the community that arrogantly thinks they have the answer and everyone should live by that.
Reverend Rost, this individual, Mr. Deere, came from outside of this community, yes? Is that confirmed at this point?
Yes.
And he had not lived in the community very long, right?
No, and in fact, where he lived was outside Colorado Springs in a tiny little community called Hartzell.
Dr. Conte, the Planned Parenthood facility that was the target here was the scene of constant demonstrations. Does that raise the profile of these facilities and, in a sense, put a kind of target around them for people who want to go beyond simply holding signs?
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that the biggest message that's going to come out of this is that no act of violence is stronger than the act of compassion. I think that it speaks volumes that the very next day, providers and staff returned to work and the clinics were still open. And despite this campaign of terror, you could call it, they went back to work because their conscience compelled them. We have really supported, by being complacent, this atmosphere of terror that's really trying to shame patients and really, you know, framing abortion like it's this wrong, non-medicalized procedure.
Reverend Rost, what's next in Colorado Springs, and how does this heal? I mean, again, this is an individual who is not part of the community, so we shouldn't blame the community. But nevertheless, there's some healing to be done.
Well, there's certainly healing that needs to be done. I think beyond what has happened in this attack and on the Halloween Day attack, if we don't start insisting that we have stronger gun safety laws, this will continue in Planned Parenthood clinics or randomly throughout our nation as we continue to close our eyes to the need for greater gun safety laws.
Reverend Dr. Nori Rost is minister at All Souls Unitarian Universalist Church in Colorado Springs. And Dr. Jennifer Conte, if we could go out on you, what do you say to a young woman who may be in need of the kinds of services that Planned Parenthood has to offer and is somewhere where she would have to make quite a journey to get there?
You know, I think it's really important to for all of these women to know that this procedure is incredibly safe and that she is still safe if she goes back to these clinics. The clinic doors are open and we will be there for her, ready to help.
Dr. Jennifer Conte is an OBGYN physician and fellow in family planning at Stanford University, and she is an abortion provider.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.